Y'all know about crystals at all?
I only
A little
know
bit.
what you told me.
Okay. So I'm gonna break down crystals in layman's terms. You walk into a room after your boy and his girl was fighting. You didn't hear the fight, you just got there, but when you walk in, y'all can feel it, right? All right, cool. So let's say that's like a level like 20 of energy. And the reason why you feel it is because they were both putting in so much. Every day though, when you meet people, you're meeting them at like a level 3, level 5 energy, and that builds up.
Through the money, designer, the drip. Don't got a cap, I'm as real as it get. Bet on myself and I triple the flip. Came from the streets, I'ma stick to the script. We popping bottles like you went a trip. Rather fill up accounts than empty a clip. 10 on the ground, so I never slip. They love you, they hate you, I'm watching them switch. Switch, 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 switch. They hate you, they love you, I'm watching them switch. Switch.
Yee, yee, yee. Y'all already know what it is. It's your boy Sans. Got my boy Rook in the house. Now today, special, special guest. People usually say it, but they ain't being for real. I'm being for real. Special, special guest because it's a family here, like literally family. So not only is it my beautiful, super talented, because she goes by being an artist, but I feel like that is doesn't do her justice with all the creativity she has in her brain and things that she does. But artist is her title. This is Raven, and here she is.
Big bless, big bless, big bless.
So, I'm going to let Rook start, which is different, since y'all already pre-gamed, because we were having technical difficulties in the beginning. So, Rook, I'll let you start off, and then let's take it where it go.
Yeah, I just held it down, all right? I do a little brother.
Hey, also, before you start, Rook, my bad, Rook. Before you start, also, I want to say thanks for the introduction, because that was fire.
Oh, you're welcome. Always love.
And
y'all here.
You're supposed to run a point. Let's go, Rook.
I was giving it a little bit of bubble space before I chimed in. All right, so we meet again.
Yes.
Previously on Rook and Raven, yes, R&R. we was out here. we discussed a numerous amount of things, but I wanna click in right here where you are. Like I like being called an artist because creating is what you do, and you can create in so many different ways. And an artist indeed is what you are, because I saw you do some drawing and a lot of painting, but you told me that you make beats.
And
out here, and I'm looking at your cousin like he's flirting with the microphone. Check 1 2 1 2. Get him in the booth. That's where we at. That's where we starting this at.
we actually talked about that the other day, but go ahead, Ray.
Yeah, no, that's what I was actually going to say was we talked about it, and I kind of broke down how, you know, I was like, you know, pick your selection and then let me know and I'm going to tweak it. You know what I mean? How you would want fit for you to get on the beat. It's always open for that. I know we were talking about kind of like hitting a mixtape and all that. All the ideas are kind of floating around and it's all leading up to the same result. So I feel like that's definitely something we're going to touch base on.
I believe everything is, I know I believe like in the universe, I believe you're somewhat on that same thing, like things happen the way they're supposed to happen. Because I told Ray, and I didn't tell you, Brooke, we're on call because we play Call of Duty all the time. And I was like, yo, you know what's crazy? Because I'm thinking about a guest and who's going to be next. And I forgot that you're an artist. Like, and I never said, yo, hop on this shit. And that's how I came up. But it was just crazy that it just didn't even cross my mind. And then we started talking about all that shit, like the beats, all that shit.
Yeah. A lot of collaboration.
Yeah. It was a creative space. And the like one of the coolest things, like you said, that we clearly agree on is you got a numerous amount of rhythms and beats that don't have anybody on it, and Chance is great at picking the right beat. Like the beat will speak to him, and yeah, man, you could toot your own after this. The beat will speak to him. Like he's great at picking it, and then he'll speak to us through the beat that spoke to him, and you'll feel that. Like you'll feel the energy in that whole process of the music.
Definitely, definitely. And I feel like because we're cousins too, he definitely will. I mean, he's honest, but
very honest.
We'll have that like flexibility of understanding as well, just because like I know him too, and I know like kind of like how he wants things done and how he communicates like what he means.
You know what's great? You know, I love you being here right now.
Why?
Besides the fact that I love you, you're my cousin. But, you know, Rook and I'm always be like, yo, you be doing wild shit, Chance. You do this, you do that, blah, 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 blah. And it's never like I never get to show like someone that does the same thing. But now I can, because like Rook said, you paint, you draw, beats, the spiritual stuff. Stones, like you do wild shit just like I do, so obviously it's in the blood. And I get to have you on here to explain. So with that being said, let's start off with this question. At what age do you think it was like in your brain it clicked, like, okay, I want to do something like artistically, like I believe music was first, because that's when we first started talking, collabing. But
yes.
if it wasn't, then you know, tell me what it was. But what age do you think something clicked and it was like, you know what, I got a passion for this?
To be transparent, it wasn't really something that clicked as much as it was like something that was set up for me. Mm-hmm. Like art as my passion, like you said, it's always been there. There was a point in my life when I was like 19 or 20, and a friend of mine was like just kicking it with me after I worked like 16 hours that day for the fifth time that week. And we were chilling, we're smoking, you know, just doing our thing and chit chatting, and I started, you know, doing art while we're hanging out. And he was like, you know, it's kind of crazy how like no matter what happens, you're always making art. And I was like, I mean, that's just how it's always been. And he's like, yeah, but why not just commit to it if you're that committed already?
Mm-hmm.
You know? He was like, if you really think about it, like, you're already doing it. You just have to make money off of it. And so when he said that, it still kind of, it stuck to me. But it was like more so the idea had to grow. Because confidence, and you know, people are known for being like starving artists and things like that. I was making good money at my job, so I wasn't necessarily ready to like give up my life for art either. It was more so like a process to step into that role of like an entrepreneur, and then the entrepreneur part was like followed up by my art. So I had to like step in a different role first. So it wasn't like something really clicked as much as with my art, as much as something clicked with business, because my art was just always part of me. It's just like, what am I going to do with this?
Yeah.
Like, you got two hands, you're right-handed, but you don't use your right hand for everything solely. Like, your left hand does things too. So it's like, okay, and how can I accentuate that? How can I like broaden that so I can be like, you know, super, you know, hands-on in that like analogy.
Yeah. Okay. Rookie, like you got some.
Cool. So did you start your art uptown in the Bronx?
That's where it all started, was New York for sure. Like Chance knows, I've always like, it was, art is everything. I mean, for it was when I was 4 years old to chalk. And then, like, you know, started doing markers. There was a point when I was, like, spray painting. There was a point, like, it was just always around. But art was always around because I'm in the Bronx. Like, everything's tagged up. Everything was, like, the little Puerto Rican stickers for 50 Cent. Like, there was nothing but art around me. And I always wanted to just either replicate that or change something about it to make it better, you know?
Yeah. The energy different just coming from the birthplace of hip-hop.
And that's the same thing with music. Yeah, like, that's what it is, really. Like, even music. I mean, my mom always tells a story about how DMX is my first, like, favorite artist. And it's crazy that it's DMX because he goes so hard. But if you know me, like, I like music like that. I like intensity. And music has always been, like, around me. And with the music came the art. With the art came the music. Like, in the Bronx, like, everything's very colorful. Like, especially back then, it wasn't, like, they're reforming it now. It's getting gentrified more so, but back then it was gritty, you know what I mean? And it was real, and like it was colorful in its nature. It was colorful in its people. It was colorful in its like everyday of life. Like every day was so different. Like yesterday was blue and today is green. I can't compare the two.
Okay. All right. So I want to
make also one more question. Cause I can't leave the Bronx without asking this. Are you a Beat Street kid?
Nah, my family is though. My dad.
We gotta get you to watch. Gotcha. You gotta cry when I cried, and you'll know the moment when you watch it.
Say less.
All right, so I want to point out something real quick. This isn't really important. I just want to point it out. So you remember when we interviewed Rico, right? NEX, Rich, Brooke.
Yeah. I wasn't there for Rico.
Oh yeah, it was a one-on-one. Was it? I mean, you watched it though. I would believe, right? Yeah, let's fake like you did.
Fuck it.
So I wasn't there for Rico. So
it was funny how. So we were talking about her mom. Her mom was the one that basically like started with Rico, with the studio and all that shit, whatever. But Rico was her favorite artist, pretty much, which is what started my beef, right? So then second, now Ray's on, and she's our favorite artist with DMX, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to be known that no matter who it is in my family, I'm nobody's favorite artist. You know what I mean?
This nigga.
That's family, though. That's family. That's how that works, okay? That's what drives you. Because your favorite artist is Pop. It ain't nobody that you know.
No, you're right. But, you know, it's funny, though. Seriously, these conversations are good. Because I didn't know that. I mean, I know now. Because of how you do it, but I didn't know initially that art was just like your love, like your favorite thing. I thought it was music, because when we were around, it was always music. So that's what I thought your first love was. But you know, hearing the story now, which is cool, it's really art. So art to you is what music was to me.
Yeah, and music to me is a different form of art. Like there's some things I cannot paint, but the bass will say it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, I feel like I found ways to express myself through art, and art isn't limited to like what I can just touch. It is about what I can hear. It's about what I smell when I cook. Like, art is in everything I do. Like, creativity is always about like allowing yourself that like flow, that freedom of expression. That's all creativity, I think, is. It's just freedom of expression. So even if someone creates something that's like one color and it's blank, like they created it. It's their creation. It's their expression. So art is for me. And I could even make sounds based off my visuals and off the things I've created because it's that synonymous to me.
Man, that's how deep that the universe is talking to you. Like you can make something out of something that most people wouldn't be able to see or put into a picture, but that, yeah, art is deep that way. You know, it's sounds and it's characterizations, and then it's both.
Yeah, man. Like, I feel like maybe that's the artist in me, but I feel like art is like for lack of better words, like God to me. I mean, like God made the world, right, or the universe, whatever you believe in. And that creation itself is more expanded than anything that we could ever comprehend. How is that not art? Like everything is intentional. Everything works a certain way. Everything has a certain like vibrance or color to it for a certain reason. Everything reflects off each other. It's all art, and that's what art does, but it's like minimalized.
Damn, we getting deep on the show today. I should
this is cool. It's like an outer body experience. But this is why I always vibe with you. This is why you was always like boom boom, because I always felt like when I was talking to you, I was talking to myself, like you knew exactly what I meant, you know what I mean? And I felt like vice. So that's why I've always had a special connection to you. So
same.
So what got you into music, and what made you want to like actually like spit?
You set me up for this. This is a setup.
No, I didn't mean me if it wasn't. I mean, just
no. It, you know it was. No, you know it was.
You know what I'm saying?
So for real, I love music. I've always loved music, like except from the Bronx. I loved rapping. I always loved rapping, but it was something I never took serious until I saw Chance doing it. Chance was like my first, like, I believe in exposure, you know, like how this conversation is feeling, you know what I mean? Like gang, like different experiences makes you kind of think now the next video, how like the vibe could be or what you could ask or what you could say. Like everything is just, it starts to build off of what you start to get exposed to. So going back to that, to say Chance exposed me to music. He exposed me to not only something that I love to hear because it felt so distant for me. You know what I mean? I love DMX. I love Lil Wayne. I love all these people that I know I'll never meet, but I love what they do. And what they do is something that I didn't really understand until Chance showed me that it was something I could have access to. And that was something that was like, he was part of that, like in all of my developments of life, that like, you know, I'm not reaching for the stars when I want to be able to express these things, you know? So, with rapping, like, you know, hearing Chance and seeing Chance, like be confident about it. At the time, especially like it wasn't as easy as it is to record.
Definitely.
And I remember those CDs and everything like that. So yeah, it was a lot of like wanting to express myself and having the opportunity and exposure from someone close to my family.
Yo, bro, you know she was the first artist on Drill Team, right?
You hear me? Word. I was rapping on Mariah Carey. I was rapping on Mariah Carey beats.
Yeah, we had a mixtape.
Yeah. First of DTE?
The first, very first.
Like, we're out here.
Like I said, we were so similar that I was just like, if I'm going to do anyone, like, why wouldn't it be her? You know what I'm saying? And she made me want to do like a group. Cause you know, I was always,
we were hype.
It was me, her, and I think this dude Era.
Mm-hmm.
And it was in Florida. And we did, I don't even know how we recorded. Did we go to a studio, like a studio?
Yeah, we went to studio. Yeah. I remember that was my exposure, man. I remember dude had a black light in there, like, and it was like, you know, it was a setup.
So we did Mariah Carey beat. We did Still Tipping on Full Fours.
Yeah. Hey, shout out to H-Town. Hey.
Yeah, it was meant to be.
Word, we got to get there.
We did Bow Wow, Let Me Hold You Down.
Yeah, sure did.
Because you know me, you know I used to love to do slow jams too. So we did a slow jams, we did the fast shit, we did the Chopped and Screwed shit. It was tight for our first run, that shit was fire. I might have that CD somewhere.
And then even going back to who'd you bring up earlier that was talking about my mom?
Rigo, NEX.
Yeah, NEX. He was the one who taught me like how to write verses back in New York. He was like, what 16 bars are. He put the one with the four dots. I was what, 7 years old.
Mm-hmm.
When he taught me that. And so I probably wrote my first verse at 7 years old, like when they were in the studio and I was just in the living room cutting up, trying to be like them. And I was just writing verses. I had pages and pages and pages. I was like, yo, these niggas gonna hear me one day.
All right, that made Rico really got beef. I really gotta go at him in no verse.
Hey, then yeah. I guess you're gonna stop flirting with the mic then.
No, right, nice. Like she has some joints. She was nice.
Nah, I'm pointing out your beef here. All right. If your beef is for real, we're gonna stop flirting with the mic.
Well, this isn't a me interview, but the only thing that's stopping me is that I don't have a studio anymore. You already know if I had a studio like I did in New York, it'd be automatic. It's just the finding one where I'm at and then paying all that shit and then going, like, it's the inconvenience of it. But
Raven's not accepting excuses today.
That's cool, because the next crib,
don't read me, bro.
So the next crib I buy, I'm gonna have a studio in it again, and I'm gonna have a wrestling ring.
That's
for facts. All right, let's get back to you, Raven, because it ain't about me. So what took you from wanting to spit on the mic to actually just making the beats for people to spit on? Or was like a Kanye thing, you were just tired of like other people, whatever, so I'm just gonna make my own shit and rise to my own shit?
100% the Kanye thing.
We're alike. I got the studio because I wanted to do it myself.
I would tell people like, don't do that, or leave it right there, or like tell them what kind of vibe I want. It was just disregarded. But I don't take it personal because I also know, especially now that I gave myself that chance to make music, that I don't have a sound that is regular. Like, I'm not making music that sounds like anything I've heard. So I can't expect me to come out of other people. That make no sense. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, yeah, that was definitely because I didn't like the beats.
Yeah. Not for 100%.
Yeah, man.
I mean, you were, so it's, damn, I gotta remember what movie I was watching, but like, put it this way, like, you could see notes in the air, you know?
And yeah, man, that's what I told you.
Air, huh?
That's what I told you happens when I write.
Yeah, that's about writing. I'm talking about the beats in itself, like, you know,
that's a whole
challenge. C minor and shit like that. You can see it in the air, and other people ain't seeing that. And that's kind of how Kanye felt, like, yo, you know what, yo, this octave ain't quite right, and they're like, nah, so what you talking about? It just sounds great. Nah, I'm not feeling it, yo. And then when he puts that shit together himself, it's like, oh, that's what he was talking about.
It's like when you cook. It's like when you cook, like, not everything needs, like, that much salt. Like, you can't apply the same thing to everything and, like, not eventually ruin it. And not even ruin it, because at the end of the day, some people, like, in reality, like, some people are okay with eating the same thing every day. That's totally fine. I don't want to change that for nobody. That's just not how I eat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You feel me? So it's like, you know, I'm not trying to change the wheel, but, like, you know what I mean? Maybe if my wheel bigger than it, that's what it is.
Yeah, I feel that. You get total props for me, because beat making to me is a special talent. Because not only
you think so?
Hell yeah! Because not only do you have to make it, and it's the structure of it. It's the consistency of what you're doing. It's the trust in what you're having. But it's the fucking patience of it.
It's like math, honestly.
And we know I wasn't great at math.
Oh, dude, I fucking love math, man.
That's why it makes sense for you.
It's consistent. Math is consistent, dude.
Yeah. But and I've heard her beats. And her beats, it's crazy. Like, you can say, oh, you know, I make beats, and then you listen, it's like, okay, well, they're there.
But yeah,
they're actually fire beats.
I appreciate that.
When does the journey take you to the Sunshine State?
She's been there before.
Yes, that was my family. Yeah.
So the family journey takes you to the Sunshine State. And your personal step takes you on the next flow to Southwest, to the H-Town.
Yes, sir.
That is like your hero arc. So this is you.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Because I felt like when we were talking before, we were indirectly giving each one of these places their flowers for what they are and what they bring to the table. But then the parts where they're similar. So damn, like that part where Florida is, and I'd like for us to go over that again, where Florida has its beaches and Texas doesn't, and you know, each of them require something different. That's so artistically relatable.
Yes.
Yeah, great.
Yes. Like, you use what you have access to energetically, environmentally. You cultivate energy based on what you have. And you do with what you got. And that's like the Midas touch, is like refining everything and turning anything into gold. That's what the true Midas touch is when you can experience anything and turn it into gold. So in those changes and challenges, if it all turns into gold, it's just part of the refinement.
Facts. I can build my beach wherever I'm at.
Literally. That's really where it comes down to. And deeper than that, it's like when you go to the beach, there's certain things that you get out of it. And when you look deeper into yourself, you see what it is that you get out of it. And that's when you can actually, like, just cultivate the energy wherever you are. So if it's when you're at the beach, if it's a sense of smell that you have, and so is that, you know, you lose yourself in the sense of smell, or you could lose yourself in the sound of the waves. you can actually like hold those memories and hold that smell. You've had it before when you think you smelled someone's perfume before. And that comes out of a place of emotion. And so when you can tie these emotions and memories but put it into like yourself and feel that for yourself, you're actually able to like have an energy for yourself wherever you go. So like, I mean, I'm in Texas, and even now people still like, no matter where I go, if I meet them for 2 seconds, they're like, you're not from here. And I'm like, you caught me. And like, it's a dead giveaway. Just like the vibe is just different. But then when I go to Florida, people are like, where are you from? Like the vibe is always a little bit, not too, you know what I mean? But you can still peep that it's not necessarily like the same thing. You know what I mean? But it's always cultivated like a certain way. So I guess that's just like the vibe I give, but it's based on everything I've experienced.
Yeah, Florida's so ridiculously diverse with the personalities and stuff like that, that
dude,
anybody could be from there. You can't assume, like, going to Texas is like, there's a standard there. And at some point, yo, you fall into it or you stick out like a sore thumb. And I could see with you there, like, I stuck out.
Yeah, like, it's
always, where are you from?
Yeah, you're gonna stick out, but the thing is everyone in theory wants to stick out, so it's not a bad thing.
All right, so
man, everyone's trying to stick out.
All right, this dude's down in the Sunshine State and he can't hide.
So why you get my right? Why you get my way? My location,
they know where you at.
So this is gonna be a corny moment, but I'm gonna give it to you. I'm very much in awe and proud of what I see, because I remember her being super little, sundress, little bonnet hat, getting her Oreo cookies from the corner store in New York to where she's at now with all the blessings, all the things she's accomplished. Like, it's just fire to see that. The person that used to talk to me and was like, hey, what about this? What about this? What about that? Or how'd you do this? How'd you do this? You think I could do this? Think I do this? Like, literally didn't need me to help her do anything because she did everything herself. And that's pretty dope.
That I have no say that. That was nice.
I left all my tissues.
But, you know, that's a real moment. That's all you're going to get, because, you know, I'm going to pop this shit when we get back on Call of Duty. So
I was just going to say, we're about to be on Call of Duty acting crazy tomorrow.
But, you know, it's all good. But, all right, so what got you into, I don't even know if I'm going to say it correctly, so you can tell me if it's right or right. But, like, the Stones and, like,
rock. Organite?
Yeah.
Organite.
What got you into that?
All right, so I know I've been laying down, and I'm trying not to like go on spiels. I literally was like, I'm not going to go on spiel, and then you asked this spiel question. So y'all know about crystals at all?
I only know what you told me.
Okay, so I'm going to break down crystals in layman's terms. You walk into a room after your boy and his girl was fighting. You didn't hear the fight. You just got there. But when you walk in, y'all can feel it, right? Yeah. All right, cool. So let's say that's like a level like 20 of energy. And the reason why you feel it is because they were both putting in so much. Every day, though, when you meet people, you're meeting them at like a level 3, level 5 energy. And that builds up. So now, using that with human terms, and now in the reference of a situation, just to give you a scale. Now we go to crystals. Crystals carry their own energy that isn't necessarily changed by human experiences or by its outer attributes, because they're already set, quote unquote, in stone. They're crystallized. And so they carry a natural energy with them. Some of them can have net energy on the positive scale, not the negative scale I gave you on the negative 20, but the positive scale on like 5, 10, right? And they're able to make you feel these ways. And in those scales, they also like are channeling different energies to different parts of you, to how you feel. And that's how crystals work. That's why there's certain ones for like your mind, certain for your heart. And, you know, they depending on how you are, work on certain levels. Okay. Now we got all that. And so now for organite, organite, going back to that scale, instead of 1 to 20, now we're at level 1,000. So organite is a crystallized machine. It functions like a machine where it uses the properties of crystals plus piezoelectricity, which is a natural occurring electrical, like kind of when you get shocked by like another person, when that buildup of energy is, that's piezoelectric. When you hit a crystal, there'll be a spark off of it. That's piezoelectric. There's a lot of things that are piezoelectric that we use. Teslas use it too. And basically it's from the friction, and using that science and engineering it properly with crystals, it creates an energy force that's now, let's say, positive 1,000, and it's able to change everything around it. And all of that to say, the reason why I got into it is because cell phones are freaking bad for you, dude, and the food we eat is bad. And I'm not trying to be one of those conspiracy people, but there's a lot of bad ailments we have in our lifestyles that give you they're withdrawing your your energy. So if your bank every day you start off at 100% and your phone's taken away from radiation, and then you're stressed from work and you're stressed from traffic, and then there's like wires running through the wall, and then there's aluminum in the air, and then your food is poisoned and you don't know how your meat came in, and then there's like Clorox and bleach in your water and fluoride in it, and then all that stuff. Okay, by the end of the day, you're probably like a negative 500 energetically. There's too many things against you. Yeah. And as much as I love crystals, going back to that scale, well, you know, 5, 10, level 5, 10, that's like an unfair battle. It's a knife to a gunfight. So you need something to meet it where it's at. And so I did my studies. I learned, and I researched, and I came to organite. Organite is a natural occurring inorganic composition of material that allows you to harness this energy and, like, utilize it in a way that helps yourself and everyone around you, because we're not in a stable environment. That's it.
No. Nah.
I'm Googling while you're talking, so I'm listening.
No, you're good.
I got a little experience with this, just very minor. I mean, I got friends that are deeply into this, and especially when it comes to the cell phones. Personally, like, as someone who's very, you know, empath-like, I know what it's like to meet different energies, feel them, carry them, have them be very overwhelming. I haven't gotten through my place of stubbornness yet, my boy said, because, you know, I have not completely got into the crystals as much as I could have. I know people who somebody got a crystal, like, let me see, my hands, like, huge, brought into their room. I had to help them carry this shit, this lady. And she's like old school Bill Walton hippie.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Her. She moved out. I can't see her no more. But she was cool. You know, they always think hippies are crazy, yo, but they're really not. You know, they're some of the deepest people you ever gonna meet, most genuine. And I always found it like she maintains who she is no matter what's going on around her. And I feel like, you know, it's not all the crystals, all because of the crystal, but it's partly because of that. It's part because she's protecting her energy. I see how crystals can be like sword and shield in your life, you know?
I said.
And it's something that not everybody's going to get into, but people should look into more and more.
People are on it anyways. If you look up like the geography and of your wherever you live, you're probably standing on lime, or you're standing on calcite, you're already on a crystal, the world's one big crystal. So it doesn't matter whether you believe it or not, you're still on it. Like, whether you believe the sky is blue or not, it's going to be blue tomorrow.
All right, so let me ask you a question for the casuals that watch, or people that aren't really familiar with it, like, you know, since you're breaking it down. If I don't know about everything you said,
mm-hmm.
could I still get one to keep my energy, or is it something like I have to research, be in tune with, or like to actually feel what it does?
Nope. I do all that for everybody. That's why I ask people their zodiac sign. All I gotta know is your zodiac sign, and I could do everything from there.
I'm about to give you
your zodiac sign is your make and model to me.
I'm about to give me that organite.
Yeah, man. Like, when you're by those computers, you're a Virgo, peridot. it's the same color as your hat.
Oh, me.
Me. Peridot.
I fucks with that.
Yeah, Peridot is really good for you. It helps with stomach issues for when you get nervous. It helps with nightmares. It helps with your appetite. It helps with a lot of digestive stuff. And it also helps with like your heart. But it's when I say your heart, it's more like this. I would say Virgos have this like random like panic attack feeling throughout the day, and it could come from their past, and it stops that. So there's a lot of like emotional healing for things that you don't understand, which is a Virgo's biggest ailment, is about not understanding. They can usually heal from things they understand, but there's a lot of misunderstandings.
That part I get. I don't. Is the Virgo spectrum? Because remember, I told you like most people who talk to me about it know more than I do, way more than I do. I'm not, but like I hear like there's two sides or even three sides to the Virgo spectrum. Because I don't get the panic attacks. I do get the understanding, and then but I'm very self reflective, so I'm gonna get there. I'm gonna figure that shit out. We'll always cross paths with that. Me and my people will talk about that. But like, is it spectrums to this or something? Levels?
There you go, levels for sure. Like you said, you just said the answer to why they would have panic attacks, because they're not self aware enough. So you've done the step, and that's why.
I meditate, deep. I believe in that there shit. You go.
Tell all the other Virgos that, because they're suffering. The ones who are suffering from it just need to do that, and then they'll like, oh, okay, I'm better now. Next step.
Well, let's not take all day on this, because I don't want the fans to be like, well, I'm not a Virgo. But you know, real quick, what's my Capricorn stone?
Capricorns, I like howlite for Capricorns. You guys are usually for darker stones. Like what came to mind was tourmaline. But I feel like that enhances something that you guys already are, which is pretty rugged. You guys are very cutthroat, which is a good thing for certain times. I think howlite gives you guys this, like, you don't have to flex your muscles to show you're strong. Like, once someone knows you're strong, they know it. And it kind of gives you more of a mental calmness to, like, not feel like you have to be a mean boss. You could just be the boss. So I like how, like, for Capricorns, because Capricorns, but it's all because Capricorns are also hard on themselves. Like, they expect so much of, and that comes down again to that mental gentleness, like not expecting so much, not waking up and being like, I ain't do shit with myself today. Like relax, like chill out. Like, it's okay.
So I need you to point that way. I need you to please point that. That is exactly who you're describing. Please point that way.
But you know, that's the thing about the cool thing is that like I've studied the signs and all that stuff to not only like learn about people, but like you learn about yourself, and then you learn from each other, because like where my failures are could be your successes and vice versa, and that's like where the lessons come, instead of having to figure it out and like spend like. It's easier to learn from someone who it comes natural to.
Yeah.
You know, like you can genuinely inherit that and feel really comfortable in that space when you know that's like, you see the results of it. You see their being embodying the results of it.
Yeah. Son,
so it's growth.
Son, as I said on the motivational interview we did with my man, we can go back and watch it. I'll put the clip right there. I've grown a lot, son. I don't talk to y'all the same way I talked to y'all 2 years ago, B. I'm growing a lot.
You're trying to talk to yourself the same.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, yeah, that's different.
This dude wake up and go through the day and did three things for the day. It ain't enough. So you're why I'm 30. Damn it.
Because you know what it is? I had this conversation with my homie. It's not a jealousy thing. It's like... Because jealousy is an ugly word, and I'm not jealous of anyone. So I don't know what the word is. I don't know what the word is. Y'all give it to me in a second. But when you see certain people blessed, because I'm not going to say like they don't deserve it, because I don't know what they did in life. But when you see certain people blessed for doing certain things that you know, that this you know, isn't what you're doing, and you're still struggling to get to where that level is, it makes you feel like, well, maybe I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing. Or maybe I'm not grinding like I'm supposed to be grinding, because they're here and I know what I'm doing is there. So that's what the feeling is of waking up like, yo, I gotta do more. Like, this ain't it. Because I feel like my money ain't matching my grind.
The comparison is a thief of joy.
Well, it definitely is. It's definitely taking my joy.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, without the comparison, would you do any more or less than what you're doing?
I think I'll still do more.
So why compare?
No, that's a good point.
What's that?
And that's why I'll put her contact info in the description box when we're done. But that's why you can email her or whatever the contact is, so you can get these life lessons at a price. But you can get these life lessons.
But for real, yeah, there was no point in comparing. If you're going to be hard on yourself, be hard on yourself because you're hard on yourself. No, don't worry about anyone else. If the whole world ended tomorrow and you still want to go that hard, then let that be that. But don't, like, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, makes sense.
It doesn't.
Makes sense.
I would hate to have a nigga hating on you, not knowing what you do and why you do it.
Yeah.
I'd love it. I'd love to have somebody hating on me, not knowing what I do and how I do it.
1-800 call a hater now.
Shit, I don't care what it is you doing. I don't care how you got there, unless I'm looking at it from a respectful point of view. And I don't care what you're saying about me. So because I don't care about what you're saying about me, why do I care about what you're doing if it don't affect me? And I ain't looking to you for inspiration. If I ain't looking to you for inspiration, yo, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah,
that part.
Right.
And that's every bit of you, Chance.
Yeah, I feel you. I gotta rewind.
Oh, Sancho.
I gotta rewind that because I was super busy thinking about the question. What projects you got coming? Like, what's up next that you want the people to know? Like, this is what you need to look out for. If you want them to look out for it.
The Raven Chance mixtape.
For one, new music. Definitely new music.
Spotify. Tell them Spotify, John.
Yeah, definitely check me out on Spotify, Apple Music. You can check me out on YouTube, Kunguru Music, KUNGURU. And I also have a lot more crystal pieces coming out. I had to revamp and switch my domain for my website, which I made myself. So, but we're going to be outsourcing this year, hopefully. So more expansion, which means more time for me to get closer with my audience, which I'm excited for. So yeah, that being said, more pieces on spiritsnowflake.com. I have more merchandise. I have more podcasts coming out. I'm going to be talking more about the signs again as well. Informing people, just dropping some information. There's a lot of bullshit. Like, nothing is true that I see. I just want it's anything that I know that is a fact and that is really true and that will help you. I'm going to just try to give it to you because, you know, it would suck to say no one told you.
Yeah.
So I got that coming out. And yeah, and then the music tip. Hopefully we drop some stuff. I got a new track coming out called Shoulder Pads. That's like, thank you. That's a new house track I got coming out. I think that's my first house track I'm putting out. And that will be out, I want to say, mid-April. So we just got the cover art for it. So, you know, definitely going to promote it, give you guys some snippets and stuff like that.
Nice. What's something you want someone listening to this that don't know you to know? Like, this is their first experience with Raven.
That knowledge isn't far from you, and that there is a lot more good things and people willing and wanting to inform, like, our community than people think.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I think that I'm
message.
I feel like I pride myself on being a good source and also, like, citing good sources, and I strive on expanding that and finding other good sources. And, you know, so if your first time is meeting me and you feel comfortable and trust in the information, and please, please Google everything I say. I would love it, because not only am I going to blow your mind, but the more you research, the more you're going to see that I said 20 scrolls later, what that too. Yeah. So yeah, knowledge is everything, and there's a comfort in it. And I hope that everybody strives to find it.
Rook, I like that you just chilling, relaxed.
What, yo, the shit got deep. What you want me to do?
That's what I'm saying.
I'm basking in this right now.
I feel that.
I hope that's good. I hope it's good.
Oh, trust me, it is. Because he usually just, he'd be wild. So that's good. All right, so who was your influence, unless it was DMX, because we were here that musically, and artistically, as far as like painting?
Musically, Lil Wayne and Kanye West.
Yeah, Toon Chick is fire.
And I would have to say after that, also, like the Isley Brothers.
R.I.P.
El DeBarge.
Yeah, the barge. The barge is nice.
Oh, the barge. Shit.
Oh, the barge.
Yeah, there's certain sounds I think that they just, it opened my mind to. I was like, whoa, I know you can make music like that. Like, I know music could be like sound like this. And yeah. I feel like those are artists that definitely influenced me in that way. And then artistically, Picasso, who's also Scorpio, shout out to him. Salvador Dali, hell yeah, love him, cool guy. And I think a lot of the rest of it has been like, honestly, when I think of my favorite artist, I just picture all this art. Like, I picture like these, like I said, back in New York, and all this, I've just flashes of art that just, it's like boom, like that inspired me, that. So it's like hard to pinpoint it when I'm just seeing flashes of images.
Yeah.
After that.
Oh, okay. so we could say the city itself, because the city at one point before they really started to mess with it was an artistic playground, and inspiration was everywhere, on every shutter door, on every screen. You know what I'm saying? Every rooftop.
Bro, the McDonald's was colorful, man. Like, come on. Everything was done up. They had everything colorful back then. So it's like hard not to think like that. And also, who came to mind was Alex Gray, who a lot of people, maybe like some people know about him on like the like psychotrance side, like more of the trippy side, hippie side. But Alex Gray is a really amazing artist, and so is his wife.
Okay.
Google Alex Gray. I'm led to a two-part question because of your answers. So musically, it is without a doubt that I am one of Wayne's biggest fans, but I'll tell you why. Does that make you also a Manny Fresh fan as a beat maker? Because, you know, Wayne, Manny Fresh is a legend.
Beatboxing is not cool unless you're Manny Fresh.
That's how I feel.
It's, it may be controversial, but what I feel like is when I hear beatboxing, it's very cut and dry, the same thing. Manny Fresh changed what I felt like beatboxing could be. Like, the way he plays with, like, between him and Timbaland, just them making the sounds that they make on beats was super crazy to me. Like, that they took, they're outside the box.
Mm-hmm.
They're outside the box. Like, that's not your classic beatboxing at all, to any extent.
True that. Inspired by classic beatboxing, but they seriously took another step with it.
Absolutely, absolutely. And so, yeah, like I said, it can be sounding controversial, but altogether, it's just that they're just outside the box. And I love, as a creative, I love that. Like, that's the most inspirational thing to me. To not only that you thought that, you did it, and it's fire like you thought.
Yeah.
Second question then. So 500 Degrees drops. Like, were you on it day one, day 10, or are you on it within that year? like, all right, yo, Wayne's gonna be that dude, or was it a little later?
It was later. I'm young, so it was later. I want to say when I was like, damn, Chance, you remember, it was like a little before I left New York. I was just on this, like, back in New York, they had tapes on sale all over the block. Tapes that don't exist. These are New York tapes. This ain't your regular tape. And those Wayne tapes, it was unbelievable. Like, it was a game changer. So when I finally got to 500 Degrees, it probably was when I was like 15, 16, which was way later, just because I built up my arsenal to get to it, because I didn't even have access to his tape.
Okay. I just had to ask, because I was being laughed at when I was a kid. 500 came out, we and Sam Goody out in Cali, and I love Cali rap. Like, I had good times out there with them, but they didn't see that shit on the wall. They didn't see it at all. So I'm in there copping that disc. Y'all, ain't no Sam Goodies no more. Ain't no CDs out. Ain't no tapes on the block. All right, if you know the five boroughs, none of that shit's there no more.
But right. Laughing,
and I'm like, look, Wayne, here's Raven. Here's another one you've inspired.
Another one. Yo. I mean, but you know what? In Florida, I'll give it to them. In Florida, they were with it. Like, feel like if I was in New York and like that about Wayne and pushing it, it might have been more of a pushback. But when in Florida, nah. They love Wayne like he's from the city. So it wasn't really nothing.
Well, that's probably why he moved to Miami.
You feel me? Right.
Yeah, Wayne down south, because I was here. Nah. I was here when Wayne was blowing up, especially when it came out with The Best Rapper Alive.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah. Wayne goes crazy, bro.
Yeah, Wayne is definitely top five GOAT. Oh, you know what? That's a good question. Off top, we'll throw it back. But if you could, who's your top five? And I mean,
rappers?
Yeah, for obvious reasons, we're going to take me out. But who's your top five?
Say Wayne.
Yeah. No order, right? Jay-Z.
Not in order. No, not order. That's going to make me think too much. Wayne, Jay-Z. Shit. Kendrick.
Call this.
Kendrick.
Oh, she said Kendrick. Oh, Lord.
Oh, you're losing Chance. You're losing.
You're losing, man.
Hawk.
You got me back.
And so there's only one more, right?
Yeah.
I'm a lyricist. I'm trying to think of like who lyrically just like is like comes to mind after that. Maybe I'm biased, but I'm gonna say Kanye just because he's problematic, man.
I mean, you know, older Kanye. I mean, younger Kanye was a spitter. I give you that.
I feel like got Kanye, bars, yo.
Yeah, I give you that. Kanye has bars.
And gems. I feel like underrated.
I feel like he has flow, and what he does on the beat, no one else would.
I mean, you know, she lost me with Kendrick because she knows how I feel about Kendrick. But when she says what she says about lyrics, I'm not gonna lie. Kendrick does have lyrics. Like, I won't be a hater and say.
Oh, you two know how he feels about Kendrick.
She doesn't know how I feel about Kendrick.
All right, actually, scratch. Before you even go up about Kendrick, scratch Kanye. I'll put Big Sean there. I think Big Sean is.
No, I got trouble over this.
Oh, I'm with you.
Sean is a writer, bro.
I told them dudes that on the podcast, man.
We didn't say Big Sean is underrated. We didn't say
Big
Sean.
He's very underrated.
We didn't say Big Sean wasn't a writer. You tried to make it look like he was top five. He's not top five.
He's top five.
He could out rap a lot of people.
If I guarantee you, Ray really thought he wouldn't make the top five. He may make top 10. They ain't making the five. Because she just took Kanye out.
Y'all don't even have him as top 10. Even to make top 10 is glorious. We're talking about the best rappers currently, like within after the generation of Wayne and all them dudes. And I said Big Sean even as honorable mention, and they all were like, hell no. And I was like, what are y'all listening to? Clearly y'all ain't listening. Turn the radio off and put the SoundCloud on, put something on.
I'm just gonna say
the radio off and listen to that dude.
I'm just going to say, and this is going to blow up my spot, which I don't really do much, but as a person from 1980, I have mad MCs in my brain that don't give him top 10. There's just too many for him to be top 10.
Yeah, I'm just talking about not within those guys, though. Because if we're doing overall, right, then you know, he's going to fall.
Because all the people I named, if they dropped. Yeah.
I would have to do a serious dive into it. But there's so many great writers.
Okay. So who is, okay, so if he was in your top 10, but number 10, who would replace him then? Like, who's better than him then? Like, not saying he's the greatest either, but I'm saying, like, in the reference of his category that we're speaking on, who is better than him? Because then I feel like, for me, the only person I would think after that would be, like, Kendrick.
And J. Cole.
And J. Cole. Yeah, definitely J. Cole, too.
J. Cole's in my top 10.
Yeah. So, does Big Sean fall very short of that?
I feel like, thinking off now, without proper thought, he would probably fall to like 20, 25, some shit like that.
This is like your all-time top 10?
Sorry, we're talking about Pac, Biggie,
all right,
M, Pun, Cube, Rakim. Like, there's just
no, so I get many. Your all-time.
I wasn't thinking like that. Like,
I wasn't thinking about that.
So what,
yeah, I'm thinking, like, well, if they drop the track today.
Okay.
And the reason why Pac is fair mention, because if Pac really was alive, we know if he dropped a track today, that should be fire. We would all listen. We would like the verse. We would enjoy the bars. We, like, he's a writer. He's a rapper. All right, cool.
Okay, so if the people that I think are top 10, they drop today. Well, yeah. Well, some of them are older, so they will fall off because you wouldn't want to hear them.
Or they wouldn't be that good. Nas had his moment where he was, like, fucking up.
Like, I don't think you would want to hear a Rakim song, like, right now.
I mean, I would listen to it, but
I don't think it'd be Big Sean. No.
Okay.
All right. Sorry. So out of this generation, because we were having this discussion.
Well, out of this generation, besides Cole, because Cole's kind of past generation, out of this generation, now Sean isn't in this generation. But if you were dropping him in this generation where nobody got bars, then he'd be number one.
No, I'm saying in the group of, because, yo, here's the conversation we had. It was Kendrick, Cole, and Drake. And I don't have Drake in any of these conversations, only because Drake is an adjacent version of Prince where he is categoryless. Okay. But I was like, Big Sean is one of the better rappers in that group of guys that came out when it was Kendrick and J. Cole and Wiz Khalifa, mm-hmm, and Nipsey. Big Sean is easily top three in that grouping with me, because I listen to the albums front to back. I listen to the words. I listen to the stories. That's hip hop. What he spits on his albums, what he gives you and cuts himself open and gives you Detroit, that's hip hop. But because people ain't listening to him, how you going to sit there and judge the dude off a song you hear on the radio or some you know, some leak shit? You got to hear the artist to hear the artist. They're not hearing that artist.
With the total context of what he said, it was basically, we were just saying three, and Sean wasn't there. We were saying Drake. Well, I was saying Cole, Drake, Kendrick.
Right.
And that's why Sean wasn't there. And he was taking Drake out, which would leave a spot. But I was like, I'm not doing that. It's
but I said Cole, I said, Drake, I said Kendrick. Honorable mention.
Well, he ain't an honorable mention. Whatever.
See? He's
that,
not
that makes it foggy, though. That makes it foggy. Yeah, he could open up for any of them.
Because I'm pretty sure I can put a different honorable mention in him.
But that's what I'm trying to get to, is like, who? Because Young Thug locked up.
No, I definitely wouldn't put Young Thug.
just saying that he locked up, though, free that man.
Would I put over Big Sean as an honorable mention now?
I mean, this one is so scarce. Like, there's like
J.I.D.
I fucking fuck with J.I.D. I was that's thinking you said that, because
yeah,
I was thinking
exactly.
Travis Scott.
See, now look at Rook.
Nah, you can't mention him because you know I'm a big J.I.D. fan.
Yeah,
I watched him open up for Logic in Brooklyn.
But if he's that man, then it shouldn't matter.
Not for Sean, no. Sean is that dude in his time with those guys.
I said what you said. You said if they drop right now, who would have the better song, J.I.D. or Big Sean? Now we backtracking.
That's comparable. Okay, that's comparable.
So who
that's
is it? Comparable. Who is it for you?
I don't know. I gotta listen to both tracks. And I'll tell you. Because JID's pen is like a pen that came from the 90s.
But he's not as commercial as Sean.
You basically made my point. Thank you. Because now you don't know.
But then the next question goes like, who? But then it's like in that category, it would depend on the viewer on who likes more commercial music versus who doesn't, because they have a different sound. Like Sean is much more commercial. Like it's more likely that you're gonna predict the next flow and shit versus JID.
Yeah, well, you know what I mean, I'm a lyric person, so I like lyrics.
Both the lyrics are gonna hit. That's not their cadences are gonna be wild though.
And I'm probably gonna go with JID.
Yeah, their presentations would be very different. They could have the exact same verse, and they would never present it the same way.
Like it's blasphemy. It's gonna be blasphemy. Whatever the word is, you know what I'm saying.
Blasphemy.
There you go. To rope what I'm about to say, but I will go Russ over Big Sean.
I like Russ, but I would never say that.
Son, Russ has bars.
No, Russ is a great writer,
and he produces his own shit.
Yes, I love Russ. I am a big fan of Russ.
I need you to really listen to Russ.
I have his book. I really like Russ, too. Yeah, Russ. But Big Sean will outwrite him.
Yep.
And out-cadence him.
All right, Russ. Russ and Big Sean need y'all to go at it. And the winner gets JID.
I feel like JID, the only reason why I'm feeling any skepticism is because of time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Big Sean has a pretty, at least 10 years in.
Yeah.
JID, like, he has his time. He was with Earth Gang. He's done his thing. But he's just now going commercial. He's just now kind of, like, super refined where people can actually start putting him in this category. So, like, I feel like that's kind of maybe where the reluctancy goes on putting him, like, in front of a certain, like, Big Sean. Because it's, like, Big Sean's also, like, couldn't be more consistent. Because time allows you to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, JID is in his place of ascendance right now, and Big Sean has got there already.
I feel like really JID still isn't, because people still don't know about him.
No, they're knowing about him.
Yeah.
All right. This is his emergence moment. They're knowing about him. He's no longer the known unknown, so to speak.
Like a hidden gem.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, they're definitely putting him, ever since Travis Scott kind of backed out, he kind of stepped up.
Yeah. All right. Rook, what else you got? So we can get with that rapid fire, because we on 113 right now. So it'll definitely have to be a part two later, because I feel like we could just have this conversation for like another 3 hours.
Man, I'll save it for part two, because Raven, you is the homie. I'm coming. I'm always in the idea that I'm always going to be in Texas. I'm always coming to visit. So, like, I got to find my way to the H-Town.
Oh,
I
got
to tell
him in
Dallas. Like, that's where I got to slide to.
Check it out. I'm gonna get you right here, Rook. So, depending on your availability, Ray,
why don't you jump on the 420 episode?
I was about to say that word.
You know that's my vibe.
420 episode gonna be lit this year.
Word. I'll be extra prepared.
Well, that's what Rook's supposed to be. So I'm gonna need you to show up, Rook, and make sure you bring all the things that people can see, so we can school them.
Oh, I'm gonna show out.
We got to do a night and day, because, like,
it's my
Rick and Morty glows in the dark. So
it's my coffee pipe.
That's hard.
You're welcome, bro. You're welcome.
I said thank you like 55,000 times.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't say that on the first episode. I showed it. All right. So rapid fire. I'm basically going to ask you four questions. First thing that comes to your mind, you're going to tell me what it is. That's how we
end it.
First question. If you weren't doing what you're doing now, what would you be doing?
Nothing.
That's a fucking great answer.
We never got that.
Nah, goddamn thing, bro.
Classic.
Never got that one. All right. Who inspires you?
God.
All right. Never got that one either.
I'm reading. I said that shit in my head.
We're two for two. All right. So see if we get this one. What's your favorite curse word?
Fuck.
Everybody says that one. All right. Now, this is the one that goes back and forth. Or this one's been different lately. If you had any special powers, what would it be?
Now I see I want to fly.
Yes!
I used to want to be invisible, but that shit just got creepier as time went on. I was like, why the fuck? Why am I trying to see? So I want to fly.
Me and him battled over flight. Yes.
Because mine was better.
What was yours? Speed?
Regeneration.
Yeah, everybody wants to be Wolverine.
Like Wolverine. Yeah. AKA our own character, our geeked out universe, Blood Knight, which is me. Get that on Amazon right now. Book 2 is out. Go get that. Well, anywho. Yeah, regeneration, because I can't die. I'm always healing.
I don't know. I want to be regular and just living.
I'm not going to be regular, but I'm going to be living.
You know, ever just cut off, you can't regenerate, right?
Yes, you can.
Or he just won't die?
Deadpool's head's been chopped off before. You know that, right? And his body grows back. I'm going to need you to do your research on the comics, but...
Oh, but his head?
It's all fun and games, yo.
But anywho, Rapid 4 was great because we definitely got two that we ain't here before. So that's dope. And like I said, we could definitely talk forever, which I feel like we would have, but I don't want... Although Ray does have... She got a long reach, son. So, you know, people might actually watch this episode if it was 3 hours. Just saying, reach is crazy. But
we got gems, man.
That's Ray, you my spirit homie, son.
Hey, bless.
But that's what I mean... But that means we're definitely going to have it back for 420, and we're definitely going to have it back for a second part. That's for real. Cool. But we're going to have all her shit and where you can find her in the description box, the Instagram, the website for Spirit Snowflake.
Yes, sir.
Have that on there, and then whatever, Spotify, YouTube, whatever you want to give them, put on there so y'all can check her out, though. Definitely a good follow, so make sure y'all do that. And y'all can hit her up, like I said, for the right price, she can give you advice.
I like that.
Bars and I wouldn't even drive. But Ray.
Word, episode y'all can roll up to.
Ray, say whatever you want to say before we say goodbye.
It's on you.
No, I'm just grateful for the opportunity to be here. Thank you for letting me talk. And I'm grateful to hear you guys and share the space. Love you, cousin. Yeah, look forward to the next episode.
Rook.
Man, this is great, yo. No, we wanted this space for artists, for the creators, and I feel like it's just another incredible high fly episode. And this should inspire more creators to come out and tell their story. All right, more inspire other people.
We like that.
Cuz, always love. And like I said, always. We both believe in the universe, so I guess I ain't asked you because I wasn't supposed to ask you yet. So this was the one that was supposed to be the jump off. So I appreciate you taking your time because I know it's very valuable to be here. Love.
Appreciate it.
Episode definitely fly. Definitely gems in here. So we're going to put some reels out for this. Get them clips out. But love you always. I'm telling them where to find you. And all y'all, make sure you like, share, subscribe. Do what you do. Be yourself.
Peace.
Crypto the money, designer the drip. Don't got a cap, I'm as real as I get. Bet on myself.